Researchers want to install 5 speakers on the lock gates at Lock and Dam 8 in Genoa. University of Minnesota professor Peter Sorensen says invasive Asian carp seem to be more sensitive to sound than the native fish. So the speakers will activate when a boat or barge passes through a lock, momentarily scaring the fish away and stopping them from passing through.
We'll be playing motorboat noises. You probably see them on TV, you know, they jump when the boats go by. They don't like those noises, so let's just use them.
Sorensen says this would be a temporary experiment, and if they find it's hurting native fish, they'll remove the speakers. Asian carp have been found as far north as Winona. Although the invasive fish are not yet widespread on the upper Mississippi River, Sorensen says they have to act now, because once the carp get through, it'll be incredibly difficult to eradicate them.
You know, your grandkids might as well kiss that river goodbye, honestly. So that's a little strong, but they won't have the same river. Same fishery, same enjoyment of it. It'll be different, and not for the better.
The project still needs approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. As long as other state and federal agencies do not oppose the project, the Army Corps could reach an agreement by the end of the month. Approval of the project was accelerated last year after Asian carp eggs were thought to be found in the Mississippi River near Wisconsin. Later, U.S. Geological Survey researchers concluded those were not Asian carp eggs. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.